theater, by the Little Theater, for presenting a melodrama called Gold in the Hills. Very entertaining.
What do you call that place where the boats stop and the freight's unloaded?
We call it a landing.
Okay.
They call that the city landing down there. It's paved now.
What about something smaller than a river? What are there different? What are some of the names of some of the creeks or bayous in this area?
Well, see, there's Chickasaw Bayou and let's see, the Sunflower River. Well, that's larger than the Yazoo. Bayou Pierre down near Port Gibson, 30 miles south. That's a little smaller than the Big Black. Up north of Vicksburg, about 10 miles, they have what they call Skillicilla Creek. But that country is a little stony. Some of that Vicksburg limestone I was talking about. The water's clearer. That must be an Indian name, Skillicilla. S-K-I-L-L-I-A-H. S-K-I-L-K-I-L-I-A-H. Skillicilla, that's about it. And, let's see. Glass Bayou. Don't know how it got that name. Let's see, the Sunflower, the Tallahatchie River, the Sunflower River, both of them are larger than the Big Black River.
Mm-hmm.
None of them is right in the immediate neighborhood. Many of them have Indian names.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Port Gibson, is a port the same as a landing?
Well, Port Gibson may have been on the river once, but it changes its channel so often that it hasn't been on the river in a long, long time. I don't know whether that was ever on the river or not. It might have been. Otherwise, I don't know why it would have been called Port Gibson, a very old town. They've had schools, and they are not colleges, schools, for more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm. But what's the difference between a port and a landing? Or is there any difference?
Yes. A landing is a very simple affair. It's any place where a boat could pull up and put a gangplank ashore.
Mm-hmm.
And a port is, well, we have a port up here at the north end of what used to be the river and is now accommodating the Yazoo divided through by the U.S. engineers. But that's quite a sophisticated affair.
Mm-hmm.
They have storage spaces and elevators and a towboat factory and a number of different industries up there. That's that's much more sophisticated than a landing.
Mm-hmm. If you had a stream of water that was flowing along and suddenly it dropped off and went on over, you'd call that a...
We have mighty few of those here. There's one in the Yazoo River about 10 miles north of us. That limestone, I don't know what they call it, falls, I guess. We have mighty few of them here, mighty few.
Mm-hmm. And to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Sometimes we say, shut it.
Or the door, the thing you turn on, the door.
Or the handle.
Or
knob.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use that word knob talking about land? Mean something like a hill or...
Never heard of it. Or if you get up into Kentucky, for example, they have low mountains they call knobs.
Uh-huh.
None in this country.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
A precipice.